afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. That is the new opening song.
Yep.
I'd be fucking surprised if we don't rattle off 100 in a row.
Yeah, it's about to happen.
It's unbelievable. Here we unbelievable. Shout out to Nick Maraldo.
Quick question, finding that. What? Was that Paula Abdul?
No.
Callaway, bro.
Come on.
Who was it?
Callaway.
Callaway.
Number one maker of golf clubs.
As well as a singer, yeah. I was going to say.
You know Cal.
He's got a great 56 degree.
Oh, my God. Is that an unbelievable song? I am fucking fired up. Another reason why I'm fired up, 62 NCAA basketball games today.
Jeez,
we're going to take them all.
Lots of money to be won. Lots of money to be lost.
Yeah.
Speaking of losing, Nick's in the building.
Oh. Hey. Oh.
I would like to formally apologize for my performance last night, and now just know it is fade Nick season.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Hopefully it turns around.
Pressure off of Diggs.
Hey, we got that over, though.
Yes, we did.
Chicago, yep. 25 of their last 27.
Nice. Good stats. Overs. Chicago, 25 of last 27.
Roll with it.
Todd, 3-1 last night.
That nice boy, Todd.
Hey,
here you go, Todd.
Turn it around.
I went 1-1. I said that the Pistons would win. They did not. They scored 25 points in the second half.
Yeah.
Lowest amount of points in the shot clock era for the Pistons. They were only down by 5 at half. It was there. And then it wasn't. Who else did I have? Utah was an easy win. Todd also had that.
Mm-hmm.
Gorms went 1-1, I believe.
1-1.
Who was your loss?
The Houston Rockets. I will be writing a letter today to GM Daryl Morey.
Mm-hmm.
I will be. He just got a 5-year extension. Kevin Durant was out. You're on your home floor, and you lose to the Warriors. That doesn't happen. And one funny story about it, and then I'll move on.
Okay.
I was so adamant and so confident in this pick.
Uh-huh.
While leaving the building yesterday, I said to my friend Todd McComas, take the Rockets tonight. I've been on this for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And
I
said, on top of that, I said, if you lose this bet, I'll pay a percentage of the loss. It's like taking a friend to lunch. So I felt great about it. Watched the game last night, and I'm like, oh, my God. I felt bad for Todd.
So here's the thing. I mean, we warned you that Golden State at any second could turn it on anytime they want.
I told you.
Also, I believe the Rockets were 4-0 against Golden State this year, and they've never, obviously, they haven't swept the Golden State Warriors.
They were 3-0, and then they're now 3-1 on it. I'm just saying, home.
That happens.
But anyway,
here we are. It's Redemption Thursday. It's Thursday. It's Thursday, March 14th.
Yep.
Redemption Thursday. We're going to start with NHL and Nick Maraldo. Raldzy, get.
All right. Friendly reminder, it is fade Nick season. But here we go. We're going to get into it. I like Washington tonight at Philadelphia. Washington minus 135.
As do I.
And I also like the Islanders at home taking on Montreal minus 140.
All right.
Those are the two we're feeling good about.
Okay.
So read into that how you will. Do what you got to do. Then we're also looking at St. Louis minus 275 at Ottawa. Arizona fighting for that last playoff spot minus 140 at home against Anaheim. And San Jose at home against Florida minus 245. You parlay all those together, I think it's like $10 to win around 100.
There you go.
Nice.
There we go.
All right, so don't judge Raldzy on like those last three. Judge him on the Capitals. I got him at minus 130 right now, and the Islanders at minus 135.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, Gorms, you have a beauty.
A shocker.
NHL pick.
Me going to the NHL. Now, Tampa Bay is playing the Detroit Red Wings. They are going to win the game. So do with that what you will.
Okay.
But I'm saying to you, take the over in the first period. The Wings always go down 2-0 in the first period. But today it's going to be different because I'm telling you right now, I'm putting it out there. 3-1 after 1, Tampa Bay leads Detroit 4 goals in the first period. Take the first period over, Tampa Bay Lightning and Detroit.
Tampa Bay, number 2 in the league at first period overs at 73% of the time.
Nice, baby. Wow.
Number 1 in the league is, of course, the Blackhawks. It's almost 80% of the time. They
insane.
Go. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, these first period overs this year. Any other NHL picks from anybody?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, all right, let's jump into NBA. Anybody have any NBA picks? Todd, you want
to
start?
Sure. Yeah, of course. I'm going to take my Pacers minus 1 at home against the Thunder.
Todd, homer bet or you feel it?
Well, I also both. I feel it, though. The Thunder on a back-to-back. We looked it up. They're 4-6 against the spread on second games of a back-to-back. And the Pacers are coming off a day's rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at home, which, as we well know, they are monsters at 26-9 straight up. With the minus 1, I felt really, really good about this
bet.
Might
as well be straight
up. Pacers cover.
Might as well be straight
up. Exactly.
Any other NBA?
I have one more. I have Minnesota plus 8.5 on the road against the Jazz. I don't really have any trends to back this up or anything else. I just think the Jazz win tonight, but not enough to cover. The sharp money's on it. I'm on it. Okay. You should fucking be on.
Okay. What did you get at? 8.5?
8.5.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing at, too. I saw it at like 10 earlier today, so I believe the money is going towards the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Who else?
Let me go because I'm flipping the switch and I'm going OKC. They've got two of the top, arguably five players in the league. Huh. We got one of them. It's a bit of a homecoming. Of course, I'm talking about Paul George, the banker's life. Russell Westbrook still with a chip on his shoulder after getting ridiculed in Utah the other day.
Okay.
It is now crunch time. Indiana, you just don't have the horses. I am taking OKC with a road win tonight. Take them plus the 1 point versus
the Pacers.
All right,
so you two are head-to-head, which means I'm going to take that bet off of the cup of coffee a day parlay. Connor, NBA tonight, do you have that game at all?
I got one more.
Oh, my bad, Gorms. Go ahead.
Toronto, that's minus 10 against LeBron.
Okay.
Hey, good win last time for
they
the
covered,
Lakers, everybody
nice
said. It ain't happening tonight. They're up in Toronto. Toronto not playing great in their last 3-4 games, losing games that they shouldn't have. They turned it around tonight. Good playoff team. I love Toronto to smoke the Lakers in Toronto tonight.
Toronto. Ooh. Is basically the New York City of Canada, but with better strip clubs. That does not spell well for the visiting Lakers.
Yeah, well said.
Team. I like your pick there, Gorms. Kana, go.
All right. Just came back from Cleveland, so I want to go ahead and stick with Cleveland. I like the Cavaliers at the Magic. They're getting 7.5 points. I know, Tony, but they just beat the Raptors, and then they covered against the Sixers. So now they're going to Orlando with a day's rest. Give me Kevin Love. Okay. I'm going to rely on Kevin Love here, get that 18th win in Cleveland, and then I also like the Denver Nuggets minus 11 at home against Dallas. We're just talking about Houston Rockets sucking at home.
Yeah, Dallas is terrible.
Denver is the best home team, I would argue, in the NBA this year. Give me Denver minus 11. They cover easy.
So, Todd, did you have anything again? Didn't you have something again? Weren't you going to take Orlando? But not like, obviously not one of your picks, but you had a feeling?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You're going against Connor there?
Yeah, I would scratch that one.
Okay.
I feel good.
Sorry, Connor, you're fucking scratched.
The money's on it.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I got a college pick then real quick. Washington.
Hey, that's just on behalf of the listeners. I'm trying to make this parlay as strong as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, and with that intro, I mean, we're obviously going to go 10-0 today.
Yeah.
So fucking good luck there. All right, let's jump into previously said 62 NCAA basketball games today. Who would like to start? I will, because I got a bunch of them.
Do it.
So pick and choose what you will here.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, minus 11 against NC State. So NC State all season long has been averaging 80 points. Their last five games, they've been averaging 65 points.
Wait, who's out?
Huh?
Who's out? That's 15 points. There's got to be a stud that's on the bench.
NC State does have somebody out, but I can't remember who the fuck it was. Either way, yesterday they scored 59 against Clemson. Virginia, the number one defense in the country. Give me Virginia minus 11.
Your pick, Tony.
IU minus 2 against Ohio State. IU is 6-0 in their last six against the spread. They are very, very hot. IU, Ohio State, basically. The loser of this is definitely out. Winner of this still has a chance. I'm staying with the hot IU team. I think they're definitely a more talented team as well. As long as they have it together, going IU.
Take it. And to second that point, the difference when IU now versus the middle of the season or up to this point was freshman guard Rob Phinisee.
Okay.
They were 11-4 with him.
Okay.
And 4-10 without him. Mm-hmm. Since he's been back, we're seeing the IU team that we saw in the first half of the season that was a dominant force in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. They're back. Ohio State goes down in this one.
Okay.
For sure.
I also have Xavier, plus 2.5. Their last seven, they are 7-0 against the spread, 6-1 straight up. They dominate the boards. Creighton, their one weakness is on the boards. Give me Xavier plus 3, okay?
Got it.
Rhode Island, minus 5.
Here we go.
Oh.
Rhode Island defends the 3. LaSalle's only offense is the 3. That's what they live on. Rhode Island lives in the paint. LaSalle can't defend the paint. Give me Rhode Island minus 5. Okay?
I love that bet.
Last pick, Baylor plus 3. Baylor, 11th in rebounding in the country. Iowa State, 153rd. Everywhere else, they're pretty much even. It's in a close game. Give me the points. Baylor plus 3. Ooh. Those are my picks for college basketball.
Statman Tony, I
Anyone
like that.
Anyone else? Go, college basketball.
I have UConn minus 1.5 over the South Florida Bulls. The Huskies' best player, Jalen Adams, has returned last game, so they're a whole new team. It's the same thing I was talking about with IU. This guy's a difference maker. They went 1-7 without him while he was rehabbing his knee. He's back. He makes all the difference in the world. Plus, couple that with the fact that South Florida's point guard LaQuincy Riddell has missed the last two games.
Love it, Todd. He's fucking out. Love
He's
it,
out.
Go.
Things. That's bad news for them. Good news for the Huskies. Correct. Huskies coming.
Connor, you got some.
Speaking of Huskies, I like the Washington Huskies today.
Oh, the Pac-10.
Minus five.
Whatever the fuck they are now.
Against USC. I know USC has some guy. He's supposed to be a top five pick. Derrick Jones Jr. or something like that. I don't care. Give me the Washington Huskies. I love the purple.
Okay. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a lot of those games are earlier in the day. So get to that. Jump on those quickly. We're going to be tweeting out from at @BroBroBroBets all of our picks this afternoon, depending on whether if we have money to continue to bet with.
Pending.
So with that being said, our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let me hear it, Tony.
We have Indiana minus two.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut minus one.
Mm-hmm.
The Nugs minus 11, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Washington University minus 5.5 is what I'm seeing here. Virginia minus 11. Toronto minus 10. The Islanders, minus 135. The Caps, minus 130. The over, first period in Tampa and the Red Wings.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rhode Island, minus 5. Is everyone good with that?
Yep.
Love it.
5 to win 2,200.
There we go.
What a fucking day that would be. And like I said, with that new intro, I would be very surprised.
I feel better about this parlay than I have any other parlay up to this point.
Well, let's fucking go.
I fucking feel good about this one. We're going to make some fucking people rich.
Lots and lots of money.
With that being said, everyone, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Fuckers.
See you tomorrow.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.